The incessant tapping of the branch of a fir tree on the window outside disturbed him. Frustrated at being in such an unpleasant situation and troubled by the noise, he angrily pushed his fist through the pane to break off the bough. Lockwood saw the face of a child pressed up against the window. He was horror-stricken. Still unable to free himself from its icy grasp, he pulled its wrists back and forth against the broken glass. But at the sight of the blood pouring onto the bed, he screamed and woke himself up, beads of sweat on his forehead and his heart beating with fear. He realized too late that it had been a nightmare, but his yell, unfortunately, had been real, and he heard steps running to the room. Heathcliff opened the door and jumped as if electrified when a voice came from the cupboard. He turned a deathly shade of white as he listened to his guest recounting his dream and impatiently told him to go back down to the kitchen and cause no more trouble and leave him in peace. As Lockwood felt his way slowly along the dark corridor, still shaky from his experience, he shut his ears to the sound of Heathcliff's desperate words, which he could not help hearing in the silence of the night.
Cathy, my love, where are you? Please, Cathy, come back one last time.